Now back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. As we mentioned, the Multicultural and International Expo is a big part of today's program. We're joined by Alex Matlock, the president of Contigo Creative and director of the Multicultural and International Expo, and also Pat Myers, who's the vice president of diversity and inclusion for the Society of Human Resources here in Memphis. So SHRM Memphis, how are you two ladies doing?
We're doing great.
Awesome.
Well, let's talk about, multicultural, when you talk about this expo, this career fair, it's a huge opportunity to bring our community together and to celebrate diversity, but also talk about why diversity is so important here in our community. And so let's start with the very, very basics, though. Give us the dates and the timeline for the Multicultural and International Expo.
Yes, the Multicultural and International Career Expo will be held on March 19 from 2 till 7 at Hilton, Memphis.
All right, so we've got the date, the basic logistics. Now let's dive into kind of how this works. So describe, obviously you're going to have a lot of different booths, a lot of opportunities. Describe kind of the feel, if you will, of this expo.
I would like to take you a little bit 5 years ago when we started, and what is the mission really of this event. I heard all the time, well, this is another job fair. Well, actually, it's not really another job fair, because we have the intention to be inclusive and diverse. And by doing that, well, I'm the proof. I'm from South America, so I'm an immigrant here in Memphis. And I acknowledge the need to communicate these kind of opportunities to our international and immigrant community, which is becoming a huge part of the economy, of the vitality of our Memphis. So that was my inspiration to create this platform where we can bring together great companies seeking for these multicultural and international candidates, and that they will have the opportunity to meet face to face with these people. So having said this, this is not a hire on the spot event. First and foremost, this is a truly opportunity to show your talent, come very professionally dressed, and have just the opportunity to meet face to face with we will have close to 45 representatives from different
companies, industries. Yep. And these are obviously companies that value diversity, and that that's a big part of why they're there, but also to what they're looking for. I think that's a big opportunity.
Absolutely, yeah. These companies, and I would like to really acknowledge that it's been presented by FedEx, First Tennessee Bank, and Regional One Health. These are the presenting sponsors, and we have community supporters like SHRM Memphis. Mm-hmm. They acknowledge this great topic and importance, but truly embrace it, not just to say it. We're embracing diversity and inclusion, but really proof that you are in the loop of this intention. Methodist Healthcare, it's also very involved as community supporter. And well, we have other companies involved as well. But that's basically my intention. This is the fifth edition. Mm-hmm. We do it annually. We invite it's open and it's free for the community. Again, Monday, March 19 from 2 till 7 at Hilton, Memphis. We encourage people to come professionally dressed. Right. Because actually, at the end of the day, it's
you.
It's not really for us. It's for your own sake. And if you're coming to this event, it's because or you're working and you want to network with other opportunities, or actually you are seeking actively for a job opportunity.
Talk about kind of the audience. I mean, obviously for those who are looking, but to your point, those who already have jobs but want to look at as an opportunity to network to kind of grow their opportunity as well.
Absolutely. And we have a pre-registration way by going to our multicultural careerexpo.com. And I'm very excited about seeing all the people that are registered right now. Probably half are employed.
Nice.
But they want to come and look for change careers
career. Right.
Or so that's a great thing. The majority are bachelor's degree, master's degree, which is great that in a lot of international as well.
Pat, let's switch over to you and talk about why this is so important. When you talk about SHRM stepping on and being a part of this, and obviously, I mean, you being the Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion, this is near and dear to your heart, but share with us why it's so important. I think there's so many studies that show that the more diverse your employee and your workforce, the more creative, the more ideas, the more productive. There's so many kind of nuances to that, but share in your opinion why this is so important, not only for SHRM to be a part of, but also just for Memphis as a whole.
Well, as has already been stated, Memphis has become more and more a melting pot, and we've become very international in flavor, and the cultures that are represented are very diverse. They're very different, and the studies do show that if inclusion is not a huge focus within an organization, if people do not feel included in the culture of an organization, they will leave. They will not do their best work. They feel uncomfortable. So the value that they bring to an organization is diminished if they are not made to feel included. So our focus this year with our diversity and inclusion is on the term inclusion, because diversity without inclusion is not diversity.
That's a good point.
So, you know, we feel very strongly about that. We held our inaugural multicultural diversity and inclusion conference last fall, and it was so overwhelmingly received that we are stepping it up. We were pleased to partner with Contigo Creative, who authors and puts on the multicultural and international career expo every year, and we are delighted to also be hosting at compliments of Contigo Creative. We are hosting a follow-up to our conference last year.
Nice.
And our keynote speaker for that will be from FedEx, and his name is Randy Irving, and he is the manager of diversity and inclusion for FedEx, and he's going to share some of their story, their commitment, and why it's effective. He's going to talk about his theme is going to be FedEx's corporate commitment to diversity and how the organization is structured to deliver on that commitment, the progress that they've made over the past years, how they measure their success, and the value that FedEx contributes from a diverse workforce and management structure. So, I mean, that's going to be great stuff for everybody to come and hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we're going to have breakout sessions after that so that companies that have a fledgling program or need to know how to better focus and channel those energies and initiatives can come and learn. So we will have some interactive pieces of that session.
I think it's important to know that, you know, with even with this event, you know, on both sides, there's ability so to learn. So you've got the ability to interact, obviously, for the individual who's looking to be an employee of that company and for them to know the opportunities that exist to bring on this top talent, this diverse talent. But then to your point, Pat, the opportunity for the companies to be able to share and learn and say these are best practices that not only celebrate diversity, but inclusion, so that you can actually truly be diverse and take advantage of that opportunity and not exclude someone, whether it's intentional or in many cases not intentional, but you don't know. And next thing you know, that person is feeling left out and they leave your company. And so, you know, it's on both sides. It's learning for the companies and the not only the HR, but just, you know, everyone on that,
right,
on that side of the company. And then on the other side, for the employees to learn about those opportunities, or the future employees to learn about the opportunities with those companies. So it's a good learning all the way around. So Alex, kind of, you know, share one more time on just, you know, how they can sign up. Obviously, as you said, come professionally dressed. It's for those who are seeking employment, but also too for those that already have a career but want to take a next step perhaps and grow their sphere of influence, but share how they need to RSVP and where they find the information and what that next step is.
Yes. This event is free for everyone. We encourage to visit our website, multiculturalcareerexpo.com, pre-register. When you come and you're pre-registered, your name will be in an allocated table, so you can go ahead and visit our different pavilions. But if you have not, it's not a problem. You can come and you will register at the event.
Gotcha.
So one way or the other, you need to register. 2 till 7, Monday, March 19th at Hilton, Memphis. Please come professionally dressed, bring plenty of resumes, your best attitude, and most important, just do not expect that you're going to be hired on the spot.
Right, this is a learning
opportunity. This is a learning opportunity, a network opportunity, a face-to-face, even though you might have to apply online. It does make a difference.
Absolutely.
Because if you create an impact with that person that is making a decision, your name will pop up anyway, even in the online. Because it's not the same thing that encounter face to face and be able to look at, you know, your eyes and say, this is who I am, this is what I do, and that makes a huge impression. So I encourage everyone from every ethnicity, background, diversity, inclusion. Again, this is diverse and inclusion event. We want everyone there. And this is a great, great platform for anyone to come together and show how Memphis is very diverse.
Very well said. Pat, tell them too, for those that don't know about SHRM Memphis and, you know, how to reach out and just learn more about the organization, tell them a website or where they can go to learn more.
All right. SHRM Memphis, SHRM, SHRM-Memphis.org. And that'll take you right to all the information that you need to register for our part of the event as well. It is going to run from 3 to 5 at the same location. So we really hope people will sign up for the event and
take advantage of the
stroll
opportunity.
Through the multicultural fair while they're doing that. So
I agree. Well, Alex, Pat, thank you for coming on the show. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of the City Current Radio Show. To learn more, visit citycurrent.com or call 901-321-1020. Follow the conversation on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle or hashtag CityCurrent. And tune in each Sunday morning from 7 to 8 across the Cumulus Media Memphis Network.